This is Ted Kennedy. Federal sanctions against apartheid don't keep states and local governments from enacting sanctions, too. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, one of the strangest claims to come out of the South African debate is the assertion by some of your Republican colleagues in the Senate that federal action against apartheid will preempt state and local laws and put grassroots anti-apartheid organizations out of business. The people are ahead of Congress in South Africa, Bob. Many states across the country have gone far beyond the weak sanctions passed by Congress and the even weaker measures adopted by President Reagan. There's no justification for the claim that when the federal government acts, state and local laws become null and void. The grassroots divestment movement in communities across America has forced Congress to act against apartheid, Bob. Is an old states writer like you going to turn around now and tell them they've got to stop?
Ted, there's a basic issue at stake here. It's the question of who makes foreign policy for the United States. I happen to believe that Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and those other gentlemen who wrote our Constitution had the right idea. They gave the President and the Congress responsibility for deciding foreign policy. They didn't give that responsibility to the governors of Massachusetts or the City Council of Boston. But there are plenty of ways for Americans to express their opposition to apartheid. Private citizens can sell any stock they want. Business can choose to divest. The people can urge their representatives in Washington. That's what the Constitution is all about. As far as who makes foreign policy, that's part of the Constitution too, Ted. And it's the White House, not City Hall. This is Senator Bob Dole. The Republican Senate slam-dunked Ted's attempt to derail the president's Supreme Court nominations. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.